everybody, this is Lulu, and I've been asked if I could do a recording of the purple I've been talking about on Twitter. This might work and it might not, because the purple is something that you feel rather than hear, but it does have sounds, and I figured I could tell you a little bit about it. I've been a great lover of robotic pets ever since I wanted a Tamagotchi but couldn't have one. And I went right through my Furby phase, and I had other interactive electronic animals. I also had the Joy for All pup, Golden Pup, which is a lovely thing. There are Joy for All cats as well, and I know that some of you know about them. It didn't hit the spot for me, and I don't really know why. This does in a way that no other robotic pet has ever done, because it feels so real. And it's not just because of the sounds it makes, it's because of the way it feels in your hands. So, a purple is a research tool that was made into a cuddly creature. The premise of it is that if you have to calm something down, in the process of doing that, you will calm yourself down. And I don't know whether it'll work for any of you, but for me it certainly does help if I get a panic attack. Or if I'm just not feeling very well, to have it in my hands and be able to stroke it and soothe it is a very calming thing. So what is a purple? A purple is a furry thing. It's also quite cuddly. If you've ever seen a Furby, it's very much the same kind of shape, that kind of dumpy oval with a slightly narrower head. But it doesn't have the Furby's great big ears. It has little round ears, like rather like a teddy bear's, but smaller. And they have clicky buttons in them, which you can use to interact with the pet. It also has little feet out in front, like a Furby does. Only these feet aren't plastic. They're little velvety, bean-filled feet. So you can actually play with them and sort of scrunch them. And it's very nice for fidgetiness. It also has a nice thick layer of padding all the way around it, so it's very soft and huggable. And it has a beanie section in its tummy as well, which is sort of nice to play about with. It has quite big eyes and a little teddy bear's nose and cute little cheeks. And the fur is rather like velvet with a long nap. It's not that standard plush that you get on so many soft toys. It's really nice fur. Very, very soft. So anyway, that's enough talking. Let me see if I can show you. Now, I just don't even know if this microphone's going to pick him up, but we will try. This is the sensitivest microphone I've got. So, like most toys, it's got an on-off switch underneath, and it does have two volume settings, but they're more of a soft and a more noticeable vibration. So I'm going to turn him on. Yes, you can hear that. His heart is beating very fast. I'm gonna pet him. It's all right. As I petted him, his heart's got slower, as I do think you can hear, and now he's purring. Now, those sounds that you heard, as you can understand, are very quiet, and you more feel his heart than you hear it, because it vibrates underneath your hands. And now that he's purring, he's vibrating in my hands as if a cat was purring. You know how when cats purr, their whole body seems to vibrate with it. And there is a very soft purr coming from him. And just, I don't know, I find that the feel of it underneath my hands is very, very soothing. If I try to interact with him via his ears, that's going to start him getting agitated again. He doesn't like it. But there is a place where he does like you to play with his ears. Not yet. See, he's laughing now. And as I'm doing it, his heart is slowing down. And there we go, he's purring again. Eventually, if you hold him for long enough and don't touch him, don't pet him, don't stroke him, he will, or put him down on a table as I do, he will go to sleep and turn himself off. They recommend you to leave him switched on, unless you're not going to be using him for a week or so. So I usually leave him switched on, and when I've finished with him, I just pop him on my table right here, and then he just goes to sleep, and he does the most cute little snore and the most cute little yawn. So I think that's about as good as we can get for a recording. He really doesn't get louder than that. Some people might want something a bit more noticeable, but I just love the way he feels in my hands. He's the only robotic pet I've ever had that's given me that sort of real creature type feeling. So where can you get one if you want one? You can get one from purrble.com, P-U-R-R-B-L-E.com in the US. You can get one from roboticpets.co.uk in the UK. I don't know where else, I'm afraid, but I'm hoping if you want one, you can get your hands on one. Any questions? Oh, just to say, he takes two AA batteries, which are included, which is a cool thing, because all you have to do is turn him on. So,
user guide?
Yes, there is a user guide on the... Thank you, Brian. There is a user guide on the website, which is downloadable. It's a PDF, I'm afraid, but you won't have to mind that. He doesn't really need one, to be quite honest. I just wanted to know if there was anything I wasn't missing, and that's how I found out to leave him switched on. But mostly, you just pick it up. It's really easy. So there you go. That's the purrble. If you have any questions, please do let me know. Usual places, and I hope you enjoyed this little demo. Bye bye for now.